Hi everyone and welcome to Final Score with the Score. Chelsea 2, Brentford 1. Another win, our fifth Premier League win in a row. Our seventh successive win in all competitions. Chelsea are now clear at second in the Premier League. It's our first ever win at home against Brentford in the Premier League. They have won at Stamford Bridge every time before now. And not the best performance, but we got the win we probably deserved because we had so many more chances than Brentford. But of course, Chelsea always make it difficult for ourselves right at the end, and we concede a goal and added on time. But saw it out to get the win, and really good for Chelsea. So yeah, join us today. We're going to be talking about the game. We're going to be talking about how Chelsea are doing, about which players play well, maybe our title chances. I'm going to be joined by Louis a bit later on. Hopefully Rambles will be here as well at some point. So it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good show again. And Chelsea 2, Brentford 1. And Nicholas Jackson and Mark Cucurella with the goals. Chelsea are now 4 points clear of third place, 6 points clear of fourth place, 7 points clear of fifth place, and 9 points clear of sixth place. So, really, really positive, really, really good. And I'm really, really excited about where we are. I think everyone is. And I'm going to get Rambles to come up. Just bear with me for a minute while I get him up. And then we'll have Rambles up and we'll talk about the game. So, and Louis will be here later. Louis's been at the game, so we'll be interested to get his thoughts. But Rambles, welcome. Another good result. How are you feeling?
I've had a few connection issues, but finally here. Oh, it should have been a more comfortable game. So my final whistle feeling is just relief. Because Brentford have been a bit of a bogey team for us, especially at home. We haven't had many good results against them.
Exactly. Yeah, we've never won against them at Stamford Bridge before today. Yeah, I was relieved. I knew that. I just had a feeling they were going to score because Brentford always do. And they're a good side and they've scored a lot of goals this season. But, you know, we got the win. We had 26 shots in the game and 8 shots on target. Brentford only had 9 shots in the whole game.
Right. I mean, I couldn't see the game, so I had the commentary on. So I was listening to Jason Cundy on commentary on the Chelsea app. And I think he summed up perfectly. Because we're a young team, when we're good, we're really good. But at times, you do see the immaturity of a team. And you do see we make games more difficult for ourselves than we should. We should kill teams off. And then we allow a team back into the game. And then the final 3, 4, 5 minutes is a really nervy ending.
Yeah, absolutely. Chelsea never make it easy. I've said a lot, many times, there should be special medication for Chelsea fans, for being a Chelsea fan, because they always make it hard for us. But it's all really positive. I mean, just look at the Premier League table. It's amazing. You know, we're only 2 points off the top now. You know, we're only 2 points behind Liverpool. Yes, they have a game in hand. That's true. But it's pretty amazing, really, to be where we are. And, you know, that we can actually lose our next game and we'd still be in second because we're 4 points clear of Arsenal in third. And we're 7 points clear of Manchester City. I mean, that's incredible. Like, I mean, Manchester City have been on a bad run, but still, you know, I mean, to be 7 points clear of them, I think is absolute dream world. So lots to talk about today, lots of things to talk about. So we're going to get going with, and there's so many things we can talk about, but I want to talk about Mark Cucurella. Because he scored the first goal today. Really good goal, by the way. Great cross from Noni Madueke, and he made a really good run. Really intelligent run, and the header was perfect. And he scored, and it's, you know, kind of caps off what's been a really good year for him. I mean, he's at the start of the year.
Sorry to interrupt the score, but he got a second yellow after the final whistle. Sorry, he misses the Everton game.
Oh,
I'm not quite sure exactly what's gone on, but yeah, he's been shown a second yellow card.
Well, we've got Renato Vega, so I'm not too worried about that. But, And Arthur Vega's actually good in the air, which will help us against Everton. But, okay, well, I didn't know that until he just told me. But I thought overall he had a really good game. And just like the last 12 months, I think he's been really good and he's proved a lot of people wrong. What do you think?
You know, he's really coming to his own. I would say on current form, he's probably one of the, if not the best left back in the league.
Yeah, I agree. I think he is the best left back in the league right now. I thought he was good today as well. Like he made a couple of mistakes last week and was under a bit of scrutiny, but he came back and got a goal and played well. I thought he played well today. I mean, it's weird getting a second red after the final whistle.
Is that something? Exactly what's going on, but I'm not getting much joy at the minute. It sounds like there was a big melee at the end.
Yeah, that's really strange. We'll have to look into that. We'll see what's happened with that as the show goes on. But yeah, he scored the important goal today. I mean, that was a really important goal. We've had quite a few chances. It was one of those days in front of goal where, you know, we could have scored, you know, at least another couple of goals before we got our second goal. Which again is typical of supporting Chelsea. We can't quite take finish off our chances. I'm just seeing it now. Like he got himself sent off. Basically, looks like he retaliated to a Brentford player after the final whistle and got sent off for it. Just seeing the video now, it's a bit silly, but. Yeah, well, that's frustrating. that puts a bit of a dampener on his performance. But I thought he played well today, and I was about to give him his flowers, and then he goes and does that. That was a very silly thing to do. Let's get to your rambled rant and rambled rave. Let's get to that. I just want to say first, make sure you check out the Chelsea Echo Twitter account, loads of great content on there. Really great account. Louis, me, we're all on there. So give it a follow. Make sure you check it out, for all the great content that's on there. So rambles, your rambles rant or rambles rave.
Well, it's changed in the last couple of minutes. It's going to be a rambles rant. And although he had a great game, it's going to be Cucurella, because it's such a needless thing to do, to get another yellow card after you've already been booked. And Everton's always been a tough away ground for us. And now that Simon's made even harder with Cucurella missing, and he's a player who should know better. So yeah, as good a game as he did have, the ending sours what was a good game for him, because he's old enough to know better. Really stupid decision from him.
Yeah. Yeah, from what I can see, yeah, it looks like a really silly decision.
And that's the one thing we do need. We are a young team, but we do need to start cutting out these needless red and yellow cards, because you can't help getting some cards, but I think there have been quite a few occasions where the cards have been a bit needless, and that's something we do need to rein in. Because it will get to a stage where it will cost us eventually.
Right, so what I'm reading about it here is that basically he was protecting himself from the Brentford players. And the Brentford players made loads of fouls in the game, but none got booked. And one of the Cucurella bookers was winning the ball. So, you know, but yeah, it's just, he needs to just not do that, you know, and not be reckless. You're right about that. Who is your rave going to be about?
My rave is going to be about Caicedo. I mean, I've raved about him so much for season, but every game he just seems to be getting better and better. And as was one person said today, he's almost like a cross between Makélélé and Kante. He's kind of like a combination of the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he's... Caicedo's been... I mean, I'm just used to him having great games now, to be honest. It's just a normal thing now for him to have a top class game and dominate the midfield. he was excellent today. He was everywhere, really. He won the ball and he was making interceptions. He was positionally really, really good. He won the tackle for the second goal. He won possession back. It was another world class performance from him. And no one talks about the fee anymore.
Because... I was just about to say that. That's the one huge compliment you can play him. No one mentions the price tag. And that's because he's living up to the price tag and even more so.
Yeah, I think he's been the best midfielder in the league this season. Really.
Without a doubt for me, 100%.
Yeah, and Rodri's not been playing. So, if Rodri was playing, that might be different. But Casado's been absolutely elite this season. Really has. He's our player of the season so far. Just every week consistent. Every week he performs. Hasn't had a bad game this season. He's absolutely crucial for us, in our midfield. Makes everything tick over, wins tackles, good defensively. His passing's really good, like everything. Always in control. Class player. So you're absolutely right to rave about him. I agree with you. Yeah. I was going to talk about Casado today, but one person, I'm going to talk about another ex-Brighton player, one we talk about a lot on this show, Robert Sanchez. Robert Sanchez is an enigma. He can have a game where he makes the same mistakes he always makes, but then he makes some world-class saves to keep you in the game. And today was one of those games. Like, there were times when he was making mistakes and he looked vulnerable and the Brentford players were pressing him because they knew that he's vulnerable, and he was giving them too much encouragement. And then in the second half, he makes some absolutely top saves to keep us in the game. Some point blank saves. I thought he had a actually good game. In terms of making saves. But then you have the other stuff, which is really frustrating. And so it's one of those games for him, but, he deserves credit for the saves he made today, but also, he's still a very frustrating keeper.
Yeah, he's so frustrating because we know how good he can be. And he does pull out these world-class performances. And then like the next game, he'll just have an absolute clang. He'll just make mistake after mistake. And if he doesn't cost you, he nearly cost you. If he could cut out with stupid errors, he could be a very good goalkeeper. Because his shot stopping is actually very good.
It is. If it was just based on his shot stopping, yeah, I'm no problem with that. And also, he's pretty good at claiming crosses. I mean, he's quite tall. He gets up and claims crosses and stuff. But it's the other stuff. The possession, the keeping the ball, like making silly passes, his distribution, like that just makes me nervous every time he has the ball. Every time.
When he has the ball, I just find often he kind of switches off and he just becomes too cocky and he just does these ridiculous things and he's just like, concentrate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he will be number one, for a while. Yeah, I think because we're still winning for a start off. And he's making those kind of saves like he did today. So he'll keep his place. But, Jorgensen is knocking on the door, which is a positive thing for Chelsea because it means you've got good competition. And Jorgensen, I think, has done pretty well when he's played, and done nothing wrong at all. And if he stepped in to play as our first choice, I wouldn't be worried at all. I have more confidence in him than in Sanchez.
I've always said, I do think before we get to the end of the season, Jorgensen will end up being number one. I think he will get his opportunity and he will take it. And Sanchez will get to a point where he's just made so many gaffes. Enzo will just lose faith in him and he'll be replaced as number one.
Yeah. I mean, there was a story the other day in The Athletic saying that they don't feel the need to add a goalkeeper. They're not trying to sign a goalkeeper. I'm like, really?
Yeah. I think the goalkeepers are slightly... It's a position which does get protected more than other areas on the pitch because I think they know Jorgensen and Sanchez are all we've got this season, and I think it's a case that they are trying to just they back themselves into a corner where they really back them and they can't really kind of move away from that now, and I think they're also trying to build up their confidence as well. So I think for this season, but we're getting a lot of PR. We really believe in Sanchez. He's got all the tools. We really believe in Jorgensen. But I think behind the scenes, they will be looking at potential new number ones for next season.
It won't say anything about them looking for other keepers. It won't. They won't say a word. Not until the season's over.
But yeah, we are constantly being linked with Kelleher, and there's been links to Kobel from Borussia Dortmund. So
yeah,
if we're being linked with players, there's obviously some kind of substance to it.
Both good keepers. You know, I like Kelleher actually. Some people that say don't like him. I think he's great, and he's got a good temperament. I mean, he's made mistakes as well, you know, but I trust him more than I trust Sanchez. That's the point. But credit to Sanchez today, because he made some important saves, which made sure that Brentford didn't get a draw. And so he deserves a lot of credit for that. And I'm happy to give him credit for that. You know, I'm always happy to give players credit where it's due. And he made some big saves today. One of them was absolutely spectacular. Like, it was really, really good. In the second half, I can't remember who it was, which Brentford player it was, but it looked like it was a certain goal. And, you know, brilliant save to keep it out. So fair play to Robert Sanchez today. You know, I don't think he was to blame for the goal, for their goal. It was a decent performance from him, I think, apart, you know, but he's still got those nerves when he has the ball, like always. Just want to say, I would love you to come up, some of you to come up and share your views on the game, on some of the players that played today and who you thought played well, who didn't play well, what you thought of some of the players we've talked about, some players of your own maybe. This is your show. We want you to be part of this show. We want you to be contributing. So, please do make requests and we'll keep an eye out on those and bring you up if you want. We're happy to do that. We're going to have Louis up here when he gets himself out of the ground and can get on his phone. We're going to have him from the ground. He was at the game. So it's always good to get his views as well. Louis will be doing a voice note review as well. That will come out on the Chelsea Echo Twitter account at some point today. Make sure you listen to that. That's always good fun. 3 minutes with Louis talking about the game. Very short, sharp, to the point. It's a nice little thing that we do. So make sure you check that out as well. So, back to the game. We'll get Lou from the keep. We'll get Lou from the ground we can. Nicholas Jackson. 9 goals and 3 assists in 15 Premier League games this season. And yeah, he missed a couple of chances. He missed, one in particular chance that he absolutely should have buried today, which was frustrating. But the goal that he did score was a very good goal. Very well made. Caicedo won the ball, then gave it to Enzo, and Enzo put in a brilliant ball in behind for Jackson. And it was a really good finish. I'm not going to lie. It was an excellent finish. And that made sure of the win, basically. Again, he's doing really well. I thought today we kind of lacked a different profile of striker. I thought we could have done with a physical, tall, powerhouse striker today. I'm a big Jackson fan, but I think against Brentford, you need somebody who's like really good in the air, can hold the ball up, can win the headers. You know, I think we missed that today. And that's why we need that rotational striker. Like Liam Delap would have been perfect for today's game, for example. And I saw him yesterday and he held the ball up superbly and made a goal actually by holding the ball up well. But Jackson, you know, it was a great finish. 9 goals in the Premier League in 15 games that he's played. He's doing really well. He's on for 20 Premier League goals this season. And he doesn't even take penalties. So, what are your thoughts on Nicholas Jackson, Rambles?
One thing I really love about Jackson is he can miss one or two what you would call easier chances, but it doesn't dent his confidence. And then like a few minutes later, he'll put away a great chance. He's not fazed by mistakes or things he gets wrong. He just keeps persisting and he reaps the rewards. I think we forget he's still only 23 years old, so there's still so much more to come from him. And I think he would really benefit from having a different profile of striker. It would kind of take the pressure off him somewhat.
Absolutely. I think that's right. You know, he's going to have periods where he's going to have bad form as well. So you need a genuine alternative up front. And you know, Christopher Nkunku, you know, obviously has been doing that this season, and he's our top scorer. But he's not that profile of striker that, you know, the physical striker that you kind of need against teams like Brentford, because they're a very physical side, and you know they can really, you know, bully you, and you need someone who can hold those things off. But Mark Guey actually would have probably brought Mark Guey on instead of Nkunku today, just because of that, or maybe both of them, you know, instead of just bringing Nkunku on, because Guey is very good at that, and he showed it on Thursday, you know, that he can hold the ball up well, that he's good at fighting for the ball, he's got a physical presence, and I think he would have been useful off the bench today, actually, like just the last 10 minutes or so, not like for the whole game, but and good defensively. So
I mean, speaking about Liam Delap, I'm a big fan, and I wouldn't be against us signing him. I think he'd be a good signing, but there's a part of me which thinks maybe we do need an Osimhen or a Jokeres, someone with that little bit more experience who Jackson can learn from. Because I think with Delap, he needs to be playing week in, week out for him to carry on developing. So are we better in a way to kind of go for that slightly older striker who then you've got the kind of best of both?
Yeah, it's a big question. And I think Chelsea are still trying to figure out whether to go for the big striker or go for Liam Delap. You know, and Jackson's doing really well. He's scoring, you know, he's on for 20 Premier League goals this season at the current rate. Non-penalty goals as well. You know, when you think about that, most strikers take penalties. He doesn't. So if he'd taken penalties, he'd be on, I think, 11 goals now. Yeah, because we've only had two penalties this season, I think. Two or three or something like that? Not many, anyway. We've had one of the lowest, one of the teams with the lowest number of penalties in the league this season, which was the complete opposite of last season. So, but Nicholas Jackson, you know, he worked hard today. He should have scored before he did. But he got his goal in the end, and that's what matters for a striker. And, you know, his work rate's always really good. He always shows up, you know, even if he's not playing well, he still puts the effort in, you know, which I like about him. He's got a good attitude. And you're right, he is young. He's only, what, 22, 23, I think, something. He's going to get better. He is going to get better. He's already got better since he's joined us. So we can see the improvement from last season to this season. So if that continues, he's going to be even better next season, which is good for us. Not so good for everyone else. But Nicholas Jackson, I'm a big fan. And I'm glad he scored today, because he was getting a lot of criticism on the socials for today, even for me. You know, there was that chance from Sancho, he really should have scored. He really should have scored. but it doesn't matter. He scored, we won. That's the most important thing. And give credit to Nicholas Jackson. We're still waiting on Louis from the ground. We're still also, please do come up. I can see Sam. He's a good guy. He always has interesting views. If you want to come up, please do. I'm just looking to see if there's anyone. Yeah, I mean, anyone really, some people who've been up before. So if you really want to speak and talk about the game, please do request. All views are welcome, as long as you're respectful. That's fine. You don't have to agree with us. You can disagree with us completely. So please do request to come up. And hopefully we'll have Louis up at some point when he arrives. But I can't see him as yet, so we'll wait for him to come. But I think also another player I wanted to talk about today. I've gone under the radar a bit today because he didn't get a goal or assist, but I thought he had a really good game, was Jadon Sancho. I thought he was excellent. I thought he worked hard, dropped deep, also made some really good runs, got in behind, got some good crosses in, you know, showed a lot of skill. I thought he was really, really good today. He was really creative, was really a threat. I'm a big fan of Jadon Sancho, and he deserves to be in the starting lineup today, at the moment, and on merit, because he's been playing well recently. Jadon Sancho rambles.
Everything you hear about Sancho is really positive, and when you hear him speak, you know, he's talking about his time here, and he just seems in a much better place. Sometimes a move just doesn't work out for various reasons. And I think, you know, United was clearly the wrong move. And I don't think Ten Hag was a brilliant man manager. And it was just destined not to work out. Whereas I think he's now coming back to London has been a huge help for him. And I think Enzo is a very, very good man manager. And, you know, he's kind of challenged him and he's responding to it. Because I think that there was a period earlier, a few months ago, where we did what he did with Madueke. And I think he had a couple of criticisms on Sancho in the press. And since then, he's improved no end. And that's what I like about Enzo. He's very honest and direct. And he doesn't... He's not scared of saying what he thinks. And I think players respect the brutal honesty. And they're responding to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, Enzo Maresca, you know, we'll talk about him in a minute as well because he's doing a great job. But I think Maresca's got the man management of this squad absolutely right. You know, you have to work hard to get into the team and then you have to perform and work hard to stay in the team. And if you don't, you'll be dropped. And he's done it. He's done it this season with Sancho. He's done it with Noni Madueke. You know, he's done it with Mudryk. You know, and it's working because these players come back and then perform. And Sancho has definitely performed since he's come back into the team. He's one of my favourite players. I've always wanted him. I always wanted him at Chelsea. You know, back from when he was at Dortmund. Lampard wanted to sign him, I think. But we signed Kai Havertz instead. And I'm glad that we have now got Sancho at Chelsea. And he's clearly loving life at Chelsea as well. And he's playing better than he ever did at Manchester United. I mean, like you said, Rambles, some players are just made for certain clubs, and I think Sancho is made for Chelsea. I really do, and I think he's fitted like a glove here, and he's loving it. He's enjoying his football, and you can see that by the way he's playing. You know, he's really contributing. He should have had an assist today. I felt bad for him really because that chance he created for Jackson was so good, and it should have been a goal. It should have been like a tap in, and Sancho should have had that assist. But when you think we're going to end up paying 20, 25 million for him in the summer, that's such a good deal.
I mean, it's looking an absolute bargain. And even though we struggled at Manchester United, he was a player I always believed in. Because I think sometimes you do need a lot of luck when you move football clubs. You know, sometimes you make the wrong decision, you move to the wrong club, being away from home doesn't suit you. And I think everything's just kind of worked out for him being back in London.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And I think a lot of this stuff about having a bad attitude, I think quite often it's blown out of proportion because you didn't really hear anything negative about that when he was at Dortmund.
That's right, yeah. I think that's a bit about... That says a lot about Erik ten Hag's man management because I think he's an awful man manager. Sancho was not the only player that fell out with him, you know, and I think that was partly down to him more than Sancho. And Sancho did, you know, and that's a toxic club, honestly, Manchester United as well. We can see that right now this season. I know they won today against Manchester City, which I thought was hilarious, by the way, the way they won that game. But they are a toxic club and there's a lot of problems there and I'm not surprised he didn't thrive there. And Chelsea was a much better structure. There's a clear plan and strategy and, you know, you can play the kind of football that he wants to play. A good man manager that he's got here in Enzo Maresca. So it's set up for him to thrive here and he is thriving. And, you know, I'm really pleased that he is. It's really great. And we've got someone requesting. OTHCFC has requested, so I'm going to bring him up. Can't wait to hear from you and whatever you want to talk about today. So, welcome. You can unmute yourself and let us know what you think.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello, hi, do you hear me?
Yep, we can.
Hi, guys. Happy Sunday. I just want to say... I'm actually happy, beside obviously the 3 points, but we didn't have a lot of options on the bench. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we had one change with Nkunku, I think, that came on. And everybody played well. I don't remember when was the last time I saw everybody really just very serious, very committed. Sancho at some point, I don't know what minute it was, but he kept, when we were, I think, 2-0 up, he tracked this player. I've never seen Sancho doing that. He tracked this player and just kept going after him, and then actually he won the foul. So we did really well. A bit a shame for Cucurella. I was happy he got that foul in the 96th minute, but I think he got too excited at the end. So he's going to be off the game against Everton, which I'm not too concerned. I trust Renato Vega. I really trust him. I think he can do a job. And if I'm being honest, he's maybe better in terms of physicality than Cucurella. And then that game against Everton away will just be, it's not going to be a football, that game. It's just going to be who's, you know, the strength, height, and just maybe a corner here and there and maybe 1-0. That's type of game it will be. I think the last time we really went there and got comfortable win was Antonio Conte when Pedro scored that goal, I think six years ago. So that game is never easy. So Renato Vega in the left back coming in inside, and he's a midfielder naturally, so I think he'll do better. But yeah, Tosin, I'm happy with Tosin. His height really helped us with some corner kicks. Again, we lost concentration. Sorry?
Yeah, he was good today. I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah, some corner kicks. He really did well. I think he was there. You know, I didn't feel too troubled by corner kicks. But again, we lost concentration. That's the only thing this team has to work on. There's talent. There's commitment. There's just a lack of concentration. That second goal, the first goal, for Brentford shouldn't happen. And also Brentford, whenever we play against them, I just want to finish by saying this. Every time we play against Brentford, they become prime Brazil 2000. They are so committed against us. I don't think we won for a while. You know, they remind me of, there are some period of time when Bournemouth used to smash us every time. I think they're becoming like that. They always show up against us. Thomas Frank, they just never fought against us. They never fought. So very good win. 3 points and one game at a time.
Absolutely. Absolutely agree. Everton, we always show up against. They always show up against us. It's Nou Camp, Goodison. They always play like prime Barcelona, and Pickford plays like Peter Cech.
Yeah.
Every single time. That will not be an easy game. And of course, like, if we win that game, we go top, because Liverpool don't play till after we play on Sunday. So we could be top for a couple of hours if we win that game. But of course, it has to be that game that we have to play to go top. That's not going to be an easy game at all.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming up. Really appreciate it. If you want to come up, please do. Please request. We want to hear from you. That was a great contribution, OTHCFC. Thank you. And now we have Louis from the ground. He's here. The man is here. Who's just
evening, witnessed. Gents. How are we?
Evening, Louis. You okay, mate?
Welcome.
I'm all good, thank you. I've just witnessed us win against Brentford. I don't know quite how to digest that. It's a massive result. It's the atmosphere was a bit cagey at points, definitely. Like, you could feel it wasn't as loud. I think also people were feeling it, 7 o'clock on a Sunday. I was most certainly feeling it after my pub crawl for my birthday yesterday, where I'm still kind of slowly trying to recover. but the whole thing was just excellent. I think we performed well, definitely cagey at points though. I'm actually quite impressed by how we marshalled their biggest strength, so their physicality and their set pieces. I thought we were remarkably solid, did an excellent job of sorting that all out. And, I think it's also a good barometer for Everton, a side which are going to be doing something quite similar as well. But no, we're not here to talk about Everton. We're here to talk about Brentford, and that's 3 points. Chelsea second, and we're still not in the title race.
No, we're not. We're not in the title race. People are going to say we are, because you have to be now, because you're that far clear of third place and fourth place, and you're that close to, we're not, I don't think we're not going to win the league this season. I maintain that. We're not ready. And we have Robert Sanchez in goal. So we're just not going to win the league this season. If we do, it'll be an amazing achievement. If we do it with Robert Sanchez in goal, then Enzo Maresca should get the freedom of the City of London and a statue outside Stamford Bridge for winning it with that guy, because it would be amazing. I don't think it's going to happen. It'd be lovely if it did, but I don't think it will. We've got to keep our feet on the ground. That's a good comment. Look, Louis disappeared. I'm going to bring him back. Sorry about that. That's the second time that's happened today. But I brought Louis back. Yeah, but...
I'm back.
Yeah. Bear in mind, we've never won against Brentford at Stamford Bridge in the Premier League. They've beaten us every single time, I think. And this is the first time we've beaten them. So that is a big achievement, you know. I was very nervous, even before they scored, because they're just an annoying side that seem to always have this bogey over us. But we're beating all our bogey sides this season. So we beat Wolves away, we beat Aston Villa at home, we've now beaten Brentford at home. You know, we beat Bournemouth away. You know, we're winning some games that we don't often win. So, you know, so that's a positive sign, whatever happens next week. And, but yeah, Louis, who are the standout players for you today?
I mean, for me, I love Jadon Sancho today. You know, what I often say about him not doing enough. He did a lot today. He was extremely proactive. He tracked back, which Nonny Madueke wasn't. He was someone actually, despite the assist, I was very unimpressed with Nonny Madueke. I thought he left a lot of the lads to do the work when he really should have been doing it, and he wasn't picking up his slack, too flat-footed, not getting involved enough, in my opinion. Complete opposite story to Jadon Sancho on the other side. I thought he was really helping out the team, doing what he needed to make sure that Chelsea got the result. Moises Caicedo, of course, as well. You know, there was an old-school nature to some of those tackles, and I was very impressed by him. I thought, you know, today it was those guys were the ones that really led the charge for Chelsea, and I thought they were absolutely excellent.
Yeah, we talked about Caicedo and Sancho already as being players that we thought were excellent today. So it's good to know that somebody at the ground feels the same, like that sees the game the same way we do. And you're right, and it's a good point you make about how we saw off their aerial threat, because, you know, we know that Brentford are very, very dangerous in the air and set pieces and things like that. And so you were quite impressed with how we dealt with that.
I was. I think it's something which has been an issue for Chelsea over the past couple of years. And obviously, you know, Mauricio Pochettino raised that last season where he said, look, we don't have enough height in the team. And we've now got that height in the team, obviously, with Tosin Adebayo, who quietly went about his business today. But, you know, I thought that overall we just seemed to do things which we struggled with in the past. And I do think maybe we had a trick up our sleeve a little bit there with obviously the former set-piece coach, obviously then being all the rage at the moment, for Brentford being in our dugout. So, you know, maybe we had a little inside track into how they deal with things and how to tackle those issues. But, you know, like I said earlier, I feel like this is a good barometer and a good look at potentially issues we could deal with against Everton, who, of course, you know, Arsenal, they sharp shop and successfully did what they needed to do there. And hopefully we can stop them from doing something similar next week.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting game for sure. I never like playing Everton away. I just don't like going there. It's our last game at the new Camp Goodison. So hopefully it can be a win. The last time we won there was when Thomas Tuchel was manager it was actually the first league game under the new ownership. We won 1-0. Frank Lampard was Everton manager. We won 1-0. So that's the last time we won there. But yeah, we've not got a good record there. So let's hope we can sort that out next week. Thanks, Louis. Anything else? Any other thoughts on the game? Any other thoughts on the game today that,
honestly, we're not in a title race. That is just all I've been saying all game. We're not in a title race. And I'll continue to say that just to reinforce, we're not in a title race. And if anyone ever asks any of you lads, if anybody listening goes, oh, give us a score prediction for next week, just always answer.
Hopefully. We're not in a title race.
Yeah. No. Don't be smart on that. Just say hopefully 3 points and then walk away.
Yeah, I think we should just take it week by week. You know, just, you know, if we're in this position in like April, that's a different conversation. but it's not April, it's December. So, you know, we need to just, and also we've got a young squad. We can't put pressure on them. We need to just keep supporting them, keep getting behind them, and just let them play. And that's what Enzo's doing. He's managing expectations really well. He's managing the squad really well. And you're spot on, Louis. You're spot on, Louis. Also, Robert Sanchez, how do you think he played today? Are you there, Louis?
Sorry, mate, you broke up then. Say that again.
Robert Sanchez, how do you think he played today?
I'm still unsure with the ball at his feet, but he played better. That's all I'm saying. He played better. I think that's the best answer. I think if he can perform like he did today every week, I think, you know, Rambles isn't going to have anything to say, which would be really nice. You know, every time, every week, it's what's going on? Oh, Robert Sanchez again. So, no, come on, mate. What's he done this week? Like, in fairness, this week, he did well. But I'm not going to shift the goalposts like I did for other people. If someone does well, they'll always get the credit they deserve. But one game isn't enough. Like I'm saying about Noni Madueke. Noni Madueke, for me, does not have the credit in the bank to behave and play the way he does. He wanders around the pitch like he is Messi or Ronaldo or the most important player in the team. He's not. And he's not done enough to deliver that. Robert Sanchez he's not wandering around the pitch like he owns the place. You know, it's a different personality. But he's got his own separate issues, which for me need to be ironed out and need to be constantly shown as to why people won't have a go at him afterwards. That's kind of where I feel with him. Great game today, but he needs to do more still.
Fair enough. That's good. You're always consistent, Louis, and I appreciate that. I think Pedro Neto will start against Everton. I think the only reason he didn't start today is that he was suspended. So
I mean, that's a given. But you would have thought that this would be Nonny's opportunity to stand up for it, and I don't think he did. This is why I get so frustrated with him, because he has these amazing moments where he shows what he's capable of, right? And then he disappears for 3 or 4 games, and then he turns up again. But in those 3 or 4 games, he behaves like he owns the place.
Yeah.
And I really don't like 100%.
It. Yeah, that's why he doesn't learn, you see. He needs to just be humble, you know, and keep working hard every game, you know, and then he'll get picked. If he keeps on with this attitude, he'll be dropped for next week against Everton. I'm absolutely certain of it. I think Pedro Neto will play that game. And Noni might even play midweek against Shamrock Rovers.
That's an opportunity for him to showcase what he can do. You know, there's players that have seized those opportunities. I don't see Noni Madueke doing it. And people can look back at these and be like, he's sensationalist. He's this. He's that. I'm not. I'm looking at a track record here. This has gone on for months, if not years. You had the same problem last season with him when he was playing and he wasn't taking the opportunities. And we also had, you know, when he came into the side, we signed him in that January, in that season where we were so poor. You know, people talking about how he was playing so well, he's so good. He was just doing basics. And, you know, he needs to start doing those basics again. Again, all I watch, 3 or 4 times today, he'd lose the ball, he'd do a little turn, he'd shrug his shoulder and he'd start walking back. And then all of a sudden, Brentford, a side who are very well known for countering and pressing and making sure that they can be effective in the counter-attack, and are probably one of the best in the league at doing that, have got an extra man on Chelsea because he's not tracked back. And you've got Malo Gusar to mark 2 people out of the game, or Enzo or Moises Caicedo being pulled out wide. And then that leaves a massive space in the middle, so then they could keep taking the ball over. If Brentford were more effective, i.e. if Brentford were at home, which we've already seen this season by the looks of things, it could have been a different story. They weren't, which is great. We got the result. There's no point saying if, buts and maybes, but he needs to pick up that pace quickly because it is really, really jarring. And there's players knocking on the door, and there will be players knocking on the door next season who are hungry to get a place in start 11. And he needs to start behaving like a player which can get that regularly.
Yeah, 100%. Well said. I agree. Just stay up here, Louis. I think Raoul is having some connection problems, so hopefully we'll get him back. But we've got another requester up. So Leroy Football, Chelsea fan, would love to hear your views on the game. So unmute yourself and let us know what your thoughts are. Are you there? Oh, he's put his hand up. You just need to unmute yourself.
Hey guys. Up the chills.
Absolutely, up the chills.
Up the chills, man. I will say, first of all, not to join on, but I think we all deserve this, to have this run of good results, because the last 2 years have been absolutely painful. You know, I've seen, I'm not just playing badly, but even when we play well, I've had a lot of, you know, unlucky situations. And I want to highlight 2 things. One, when we, if you remember last season, Aston Villa, they played, Newcastle, I think they lost 5-0. But when Alex Ferguson was asked, he said that they were actually the better team. And as the season progressed, they actually ended up coming, you know, fourth in the league and going to the Champions League. So the reason I'm highlighting that is because I think we should be encouraged that even though Chelsea didn't start so well this season, remember, we lost to Man City, we lost to Liverpool, but we have started to like actually go into our own and play well, you know. Mild defensive shakes notwithstanding. And I think the Brentford result was and is massive, massive. I don't really have notes, because again, it was a good performance all round. You know, I'm happy with Jackson coming. He has moved on from where he was last season, and has gotten better. It's difficult for me to be critical of this team too much, because I remember where we were just 2 years ago. Because I remember when our top score was 6 goals. And now we have one of the deadliest players. For improvement, I still think supporting cast might need some improvement. Our supporting book coming after to replace. Especially for the forward line. And I still think there's some mild shakes again defensively, but I can't, you know, we all know the history of us and Brentford, the short history, right? So I think, I'll take the no clean sheet. That is the thing. That's the thing I also would like to point. I wish we need to start working on more clean sheets, because if you want to be serious about the whole, you know, like, let's not forget, we're not in a title race, okay? It's chill, guys. We're all chill, guys. Just chilling closest at second. You know, just 4 points off the top. We're just chilling.
Absolutely. Well said.
That's pretty much all I have to say. Thank you, guys. I'm really enjoying the community generally, and I hope that, you know, we continue on. Even if we do have a small dropping form, because that always happens to everybody. But I think even if it's just a bunch of draws, I think we can still move forward with that. So up the chills, and thanks to everyone.
Thanks for coming up to speak. Really appreciate it. Some really great words there. And thanks about the community as well. I think it really is starting to be that, and we hope that you'll keep coming up. Hope you'll keep coming for these phone-ins and keep contributing, because that was a really good bit of wisdom there. And you're right, we're not in the title race. But we have definitely, I mean, it's amazing. We've scored 37 Premier League goals this season in 16 games. And remember, in 22-23, we scored 38 Premier League goals in total in 38 games. the improvement is, you know, we were really in the trenches. We were really in the trenches that season. There is a sense that I've been writing this on Twitter, that we do deserve what's happening now. We've been through some tough times in the last couple of years, and Chelsea fans, we've been mocked by everyone, we've been written off by the media, we've been insulted by everyone, people wanting us to go out of business, people wanting us to get relegated, all this kind of stuff. And here we are now, you know, second in the Premier League, 7 points clear of Manchester City, 4 points clear of Arsenal. It's a good feeling. It's a really good feeling. And I'm really, it's a good time to be a Chelsea fan. You agree with that, Louis?
No, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with that yet. Just, I'm going to keep my cards close to my chest and that and just say we're not in the title race.
Well, yeah, we're not in the title race. No, but we are in the top. We are in the top four race. You know, so.
No. I don't know. All I can say to that is we're not in a title race.
Yeah, we're not in the title race. That's policy. In this podcast, we are not in the title race.
We're not. Okay, cool. That's fine. Just checking.
Yeah, we're not.
So just to confirm, we are not in the title race.
Yeah, we're not in the title race.
Okay,
yeah.
That's fine. I can live it. That's all. Okay. I just want to be real with ourselves.
I'm going to keep saying that even if we're like 5-6 points clear at the top, we're not in the title race.
No, you can't. We can't ever say it. Honestly, I will say it. If we're having this conversation in May and there's like 2 games to go, I will say we're not in the title race. If we win the league, I'll say we're not in the title race.
We're not then because we won it. It's not a race anymore. Then,
yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, but even then, we still never were. We never will be. Never happened. Never will. It's very simple.
It's just a superstitious thing, is it, at this point?
You should know by now that I am very much a glass half empty superstitious person.
I know you are. I know. I'm not exactly like hyper positive, but I'm not, you know, I don't think we're in the title race. I predicted third or fourth at the start of the season and I stick by it. I'm absolutely confident we'll get third or fourth, probably third more likely at the moment. But yeah, whether we finish fourth, if we finish second, it's amazing. If we finish first, it's a miracle, and a good miracle, you know. But we're not in the title race. We're not in the title race at the moment. We should call this show "We're Not in the Title Race." We're not in the title race with the score.
Maybe you should change the title to that.
Yeah, banner saying when we won the league, we're not in the title race. yes. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but. I'm enjoying this, whatever happens at the end of the season now. I'm enjoying this moment, and we should do. We've got Shamrock Rovers on Thursday, which should be just a walk in the park, really. Hopefully we'll get some more academy players starting that game. We had Tariq George, Ching Pong and Ruaksaki all on the bench today, which was nice. Hopefully I'd like to see them start against Shamrock Rovers. That'd be good. And, you know, because we should be winning that game. I think we're already through to the knockout stages anyway. So it doesn't matter. That game doesn't matter. We should be able to win it anyway, even with our third team, to be perfectly honest. And then Everton next Sunday. And that's the big one. You know, then that's going to be really difficult to say we're not in the title race then if we're top of the league. But we won't be in the title race if we win that game. We won't.
I was about to say, just sit there and be like, watch me. Yeah, watch us not say
I'm gonna, if we keep winning, I'm going to do it every week and try and tease you into saying it, even if I don't believe it myself, because it'll just be fun. But yeah, I think we can win the Conference League, but yeah, I don't know if we can win the league. Yeah, we can win the Conference League. I think that's fair to say. We're the best team in that competition. Yeah, that's our next game, and we'll be doing shows after that game. I'm on Thursday, and then the Everton game Sunday afternoon. Big game, and that's going to be a difficult game for us. It's always difficult at Nou Camp Goodison because they always turn up and play like Barcelona, and Pickford plays like Peter Cech, and we all know what that place is like. So that's going to be tough. I know that Maresca will say it's going to be tough as well because he's never complacent. He's got a good mentality. And he prepares his teams properly. So I have belief in this team. I'm really positive about our season. I'm not in the title race. We've lost Rambles. He had some connection problems earlier, so I suspect that's what that is. We're coming to the end now. It's been a good day for Chelsea. Again, it's been a good weekend for Chelsea. All our rivals have been dropping points and we've won. So it's a very good weekend overall for Chelsea. We are second in the league. So, Louis, final thoughts on the game without saying we're not in the title race.
I've ruined it. I was about to say,
No, that's worse not to say it.
Well, look, job done, easy. Next, what do we want? 3 points. When do we get it? About an hour ago.
Yeah, 100%, Louis. Thank you. And thank you to Rambles. Thank you to everyone else who's come up today and contributed to the show. It's been really great having more guests up the last couple of shows and making some really, really good points. This is your show. We want it to be your show. We want you to be contributing. And hopefully we can get more people contributing in future episodes as well. Thanks for Louis for giving us the match report from the game. You can also find Louis on the 3-minute match review, which will be on the Chelsea Echo Twitter account very soon today. And make sure you follow that account. It's a really good account, great content. Also, this show will be available as a podcast tomorrow morning. So make sure you check that out. If you haven't listened to this already or you're listening back, make sure you check that out. Yeah, it's really great to be with you all. It's a good weekend for Chelsea and up the Chelsea.